Mitzchak b'Metzia Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Ra'ah et ha'Metzia b'Nafo Aleh. Somebody who spots a Metzia and falls on top of it. Uba acher b'Hetzuba. Somebody else comes along and grabs it out from under him. Zesh Hetzuba Zochaba. The person who grabs it is the one that is zocha in it and can keep it, as falling on top of Metzia is not considered a kinyan. Therefore, anybody else can take it from him. Now, this would only be true in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, a busy thoroughfare, but in a side street or in an alleyway, then the person who fell on top of it would be kona. As soon as he comes within Dalet Amos of the Metzia, he would be kona. As we say, Dalet Amos or Adam Kona Lo, the four Amos that a person is in is considered his domain, and anything within those four Amos is considered his, as opposed to a public thoroughfare. Since there are so many people walking there, we do not say that a person has four Amos in which he can acquire things. Ra'osan rasin achar Metzia. If they see some people running after Metzia, achar tzvi shavar, achar gozlos shalo parchu, they are running after a deer with a broken leg, or after pigeons that cannot yet fly, and the deer and the pigeons enter into his field. Va'amar zachti lisada, and he says, my field should be zocha the Metzia for me, zachtulo. The field is zocha in form, as a chater, so adam konalo, the chater of a person acquired the things that enter into his chater, that are hefker, they become his. If it is a chater, mishtamer, is a guard chater, meaning he is standing at the side of the chater. So therefore, since these things entered into his field and he is standing there, his chater is kona, these things for him, and the other people cannot take it from him. Hayetz fi rat kedarko, osha hayu gozlos mafrichin, ba'amar zachzili sadai lo amar klum. But if the deer is running regularly, does not have a broken leg, or the pigeons are flying, and they go through his field, and when they enter his field, he says that my field should be corner them for me, that is nothing. His field is not corner for them in this case. And even if he is standing on the side of the field, it is not corner the thing, since they are going so fast. Even if he would run after them, he would not catch up to them before they left his field. So the field cannot be kona in form. Only thing that he can reach before they leave the field is the chatzer kona form. Masechet b'Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Metzias b'no bito ha-ketanim. Lost objects that are found by a son and daughters that are ketanim. Now, ketanim over here is lavdavka. Even if they are gedolim, if the father is supporting them, they are considered ketanim. Any lost object that they find would go to the father. Now, in the case of the bat, until the age of 12 and a half, when she becomes a bogeret, then any material that she finds would go to the father, even if the father is not supporting her, as opposed to the ben, the material would go to the father only if he is being supported by the father. Matias Abdo Ishivchaso Haknanim, materials that are found by his Evid, his servant, and his maid that are Khanim, they are Gayim, would go to him, as we have a Klal Yad Evid, Kiad Rabo. Anything an Evid acquires goes to the master, so this would include Matias that they find. Metzias Ishto Harielu Shlo. A Metzias that is found by his wife would go to him. The Rabbanon were talking that when an Isha finds a Metzias, she has to give it to her husband. This is Mishum Eva, in order to prevent any animosity that might crop up if she is keeping the Metzias that she finds, since the husband is Mechuyev to support her. Metzias Bno Bito HaGedolim. Metzias that are found by his son and daughter that are Gedolim, which is a Bas over 12 and a half, and a ben that is a gadol over here. Gadol is lavdavka. Any time that he is not supporting them, they are considered gedolim, and the metzias that they find would be theirs. In the case of the ben, even if he is a katan, if the father is not supporting him, he can keep the metzias. In the case of the bat, if she is over 12 and a half and the father is not supporting her, she can keep metzias that she finds. But until 12 and a half, the metzias would go to the father. This is midoraisa, even if he is not supporting her. Metzias avdo v'shivchas ha'ivra. Person who has an eved and shivcha that are Jewish, metzias that they find would go to themselves. As in the case of eved u'shivcha ha'ivra, we do not say yad eved ki yad rabo. Only in the case of the eved or shivcha ha'knanim do we say yad eved ki yad rabo. So therefore they can keep their metzias. Metzias ishto shekirsha, a metzias that is found by his wife that he has already divorced. Afo pishlo nasan tzuvasa, even though he has not yet given her ksuvari elu shlahem, they can keep their metzias. So Gemara explains, we are talking about over here where he threw a get to his wife and it landed midway. We do not know if this get is valid. If the get landed closer to her The get is valid if the land is closer to him. The get is not valid, and the get is masufik, so therefore she is suffik girsha, and he has to continue supporting her until he gives her the ksuba. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, even though he has not yet given her her ksuba, and he has to continue supporting her, even so, in this case, since she is suffik migureshes, the Rabbanan were not mitakein the metzias that she finds would go to her husband.